It's time for It's All About Literacy on Praise 107.9. The mission of It's All About Literacy is to provide high-quality, diverse, and accessible information and services to and for each individual listener that will enhance the quality of life for all people of all ages, cultures, and communities, regardless of their abilities or deficiencies. And now, here are Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
Good morning, Jacksonville. To our listening audience, we thank you for joining us, spending your time with us this morning, another Saturday morning that you could be anywhere, and you've chosen to tune in and listen to It's All About Literacy. Today, I am flying today without Dr. Kathy, so our prayers are with her as she takes care of what she needs to take care of. But she didn't leave me quite by myself. She sent me a co-host, and he says he is the co-co-host, and he's a little further down the totem pole, but he's very, very, well, he's known in the community, so it's Mr. Tim Sloan.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you this morning,
I'm doing good, Sister Gail. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you here. He is like a breath of fresh air around here. I don't know if you all have ever encountered him in the community, but when I tell you he loves Jacksonville, the children of Jacksonville, and will fight for them, as I tell my students, I will fight you about you. That's Mr. Sloan.
Thank you.
Well, this morning, I will say that it is a pleasure to be here. In the midst of it being a trying week, I did something I hadn't done in a while, and that was I went to Bible study. And I noticed that I was changing in a way that was not a good way. And I said, okay, I think I need to go to Bible study. I need to be refreshed and get a word that's going to help me get through the rest of the week. And when I got to church, that word was like tailor-made for me. It really was. It was getting back to faith. And being careful what you speak out of your mouth, you know. And sometimes when these situations arise in life, you can find yourself saying a lot of things, and it's not what you want. But the pressure of the situation will cause you to say a lot of things that are contrary to God's word. And I had kind of gotten to that point, and it was just a good way to be refreshed again, you know, and to go back in, giving you that strength to fight again, fight another day. And so that's where I was. And so when I left there and where I was sitting in the church, it was almost like, you ever been to church? And it's like, why the pastor talking to me?
Exactly.
Like, who told him? So it was one of those kind of things. And I looked, and where I was sitting, it was like right center of the row I was on. And I happened to be able to, like I had that personal eye contact with him. So every time he's saying something, I'm like, okay, Lord, yeah, you really sent me here tonight. Because he is stepping all on my toes, right?
And he focused right in on you.
Yes, yes.
Out of eye contact.
Exactly. But I didn't feel bad. I felt like, okay, God, thank you. You know, because he's just awesome. So he knows what we need. And normally I have, like, so much to do even after school that it almost makes it impossible for me to get there. But I don't know, I guess it was like Sunday, I was just determined that Wednesday I was going to be in Bible study, and it was just a time of refreshing. And, you know, that time where you step back and say, okay, I've been fighting, but fighting the wrong way, you know. And it's almost like you got to fight, but you got to fight with the word.
Yes.
Yeah, make sure that you have God in the equation
there
to fight.
Go.
And that's that part that even though you know he's there with you, he's Jehovah Shammah, so he's our ever-present help, but you got to let him help you.
You got to be willing to be obedient.
Right,
but
right.
did you feel rejuvenated?
Exactly.
There you go.
And my pastor has a saying that take the pressure off of you and put pressure on God's word, because that's what's going to get
that's
you
powerful.
Through. It is.
That's powerful.
And, in remembrance, saying you can have whatsoever you say, and he used to say it, if you really believe you can have whatsoever you say, oh, you'll be careful what you say.
you're not really understanding what we're asking for.
Exactly. Because you're like, oh, these people are getting on my nerves. Okay, well, we're going to let them continue to get on your nerves. So it was that kind of day. And I've had a couple of weeks where I've just been like, but it's like it's going to be okay. But today, we're here because, you know, January 31st was that deadline for those W-2s to be in the mail. So it's bringing up what we call as the mighty, mighty taxis.
Yes.
And so we have a guest with us today who's going to talk to us about our taxes. And you have the opportunity today to call in and get questions answered. The number for you to call in today is area code 904-296-2251. Again, that's area code 904-296-2251. And it's always good to have an expert in the building.
Yes. Yes.
And he is he's an African-American, which is good because sometimes you want to go to people you feel you can trust. And so that looks like you, yes. You know, some of us are comfortable there. And when you have someone who's had years in the financial business, it gives you a comfort, another level of comfort when you know people know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I, Mr. Jeff Turner is our guest today. How are you, Mr. Turner?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Good, good, good. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us your background so that our listeners are comfortable in knowing that you know what you're talking about.
Well, I'll be happy to do that. And thank you for having me on. I'm thrilled, and I was really excited when I had this opportunity. So thank you for inviting me. I have a financial background primarily. After receiving my bachelor's degree in business and management at University of South Florida, I entered a banking career. Entered into a banking career in way back in 1981, and so I've been doing this a long time. Spent about 25 years in banking in various capacities, including internal auditing and commercial lending support, documentation, compliance, a variety of capacities. And throughout those years, I had an opportunity to look at a lot of client financial statements and tax returns and things of that nature. So I guess you could say I'm a numbers guy. And got very comfortable and very proficient in looking at numbers and analyzing those kinds of things and making recommendations and reports that would end in financial decisions that would benefit the client as well as our organization. So after completing 25 years, I parted ways with the banking industry and decided that I wanted to do something that I had always had as a dream of mine, and that was to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
And to start my own business. And I thought, what better way to do that than to leverage the knowledge that I had acquired over the past 25 years, looking at things like tax returns and financial statements, and leverage that and parlay that into a business. And so in 2008, I started USA Tax and Accounting as a sole operator, and it is an LLC. And I have been doing tax returns ever since for individuals, for small businesses, for nonprofit organizations, and also doing consulting work as well.
Okay. All right. So those of you, as he said, he is Mr. Jeff Turner, owner and managing member of USA Tax and Accounting. His website, if you'd like to go there and just look up some additional information, the website is www.usataxanswers.com. That's USATAXANSWERS.com. And thank you for that intro to you and telling us about yourself. And we'll be right back in a few moments with more of It's All About Literacy.
All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Street. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this two-year free preschool program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greenwalt from Greenwalt Family Dentistry. We understand the edginess and the nervousness that can take over at the dental office. And that's why when you sit down in our chair, you won't find better friends than the ones you'll have at Greenwalt Family Dentistry. Our team understands your apprehension and your busy schedule. That's why you're our first concern for any dental procedure. Whether it's a simple cleaning and exam or something as complex as a root canal, you can rest assured that our team at Greenwalt Family Dentistry will take every precaution to make sure that you're as comfortable as you can possibly be. For quality care, service you can trust, and a place where your whole family can be served and feel the love of Christ, come to Greenwalt Family Dentistry. Best of all, we have a special appreciation for military, first responders, and teachers. So we'd like to extend you a 20% discount for all of your sacrifice and hard work. So call us today at 262-6188. That's 262-6188. Greenwalt Family Dentistry, where patients are family.
The ultimate gospel experience. The new Praise 107.9.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? Like this, listen, I want you to go home singing this.
Oh, yes, I will remain confident in that God is the one who will get us through anything that we have that's going on. He's not surprised, and he's not intimidated by our circumstances. He loves it when we have to depend on him, knowing that we should depend on him and seek him in all that we do. So, today I am without my co-host, the host, Dr. Kathy. So, as our co-host said today, I am the co-host, so he's the co-co.
Co-co.
How you doing, Mr. Tim Sloan?
I'm doing good, Sister Gail. Just listening and learning and reread it. Mr. Turner, he knows what he's doing. He
okay.
is the expert. Let's get into it.
Yeah, so as Mr. Sloan just said, our guest today is Mr. Jeff Turner. He's our tax expert that's sitting in today, and he's here to educate us. So we're going to start out talking about the difference between the 1040, 1040 EZ, who should file what, and why. It's on you, sir.
Okay, great. Well, let me just start by giving you a little bit of background on how to decide whether you need a 1040 EZ or a 1040A or a 1040 form. So any tax return, whether it's an EZ or any other type, you're going to have certain sections of that tax return. You have income or gross income. You also have you have exemptions. You have deductions. And you have credits. Okay? So the EZ is the most simple form of tax return that you can complete. And it is designed for those who have a very uncomplicated, very simple tax return. Usually all that you have is a W-2. If all you have is a W-2 and let's say you are filing with yourself as a dependent maybe one or two other people, a 1040 EZ is the appropriate form for you as long as your income stays within the certain limits of the EZ. In other words, you don't have any deductions, you don't have any credits to claim, and you don't have anything like a business or anything of that nature. It's very, very simple, very straightforward.
So if I don't have children that I can get a tax credit for, the EZ will work for me if I don't have those?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes. The EZ is the best form for you. Very simple, very easy to complete. And if you're using a tax preparer, some of them won't even charge you for an EZ. Because it's so easy to complete and it takes so little time to do.
Okay.
That's the appropriate form for you in that scenario. And then from there you kind of step up in complexity to the next level, which is a 1040A form.
Okay.
And A is a short form version of the 1040 form.
Okay.
Appropriate for taxpayers who do have some deductions and maybe a few credits, but you don't have a lot. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the middle level of a tax return preparation form. And then from there, as your taxes become more complex, you have businesses, or you might have a partnership, or you might have tax credits you need to claim. Then you got to go to the full 1040 form.
Okay. All right. Okay. So when you say businesses, so if I have a cleaning business as my, I'm going to say it like this, as my side hustle.
Okay.
So I work full time. I have a W-2 that's coming to me.
Uh-huh.
And then I have my side hustle, or hustles for some people. That then becomes, as you say, more complex.
Right.
And we need the 1040.
You need the 1040. That's
okay.
correct.
Okay. All right. So if I got this business, though, the business doesn't pay its own taxes?
The business doesn't pay its own taxes if it is structured in a certain way.
Okay.
So there are a couple of ways to structure a business. You can structure it as a sole proprietorship.
Okay.
Or you can structure it as a corporation or as a partnership.
Okay.
If you structure it as a corporation, then that business pays its own taxes.
Okay.
And you will complete something called an 1120 tax form.
Okay.
For corporations. If you have it structured as a sole proprietorship, then you and the business are essentially one and the same.
Okay.
So the business income minus the deductions for expenses that you can claim against that income, that net income or loss is recorded on your personal tax return.
Okay. So what makes the business and I one is that the business has my Social Security number as its identity as well.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Yes, that is correct. And if it is a partnership, then the partnership, or there's another classification also, and it's called an S corporation, which S stands for small corporation.
Mm-hmm.
You can elect to be an S corporation if you are a regular corporation, or you can elect to be an S corporation if you are legally set up as a limited liability company, an LLC.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, if you're an S corporation or a partnership, you do have to file a separate tax return for those businesses.
Okay.
But the business itself doesn't pay the tax. You have to pass through the income. In other words, whatever income for that business you report on that tax return has to be recorded on your personal tax return.
This is the S corp.
That's the S corp. S corp and the partnership.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Sometimes you can pass through what we call that phantom income.
You can.
Yeah, let me ask Brother Turner a question.
Okay.
Let me ask you something, sir. With the new tax laws for 2018, how will that affect the average person?
Good question. I know that's a question that's on the minds of a lot of people.
And I'm saying average.
Me, I'm average. Average person.
Average,
okay.
No.
I'm average.
Yeah, middle income person. So in general, at a high level, you'll find that your income tax rates, the rates that you pay on your taxable income, are going to be lower. And so that is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
However, we know the way the government operates that for every good thing, there's a sometimes not so good thing.
So what the and big print give it the small print, take it away.
That's right.
That fine print.
That's right. So what's going to happen also is that you're going to, in exchange for a doubling of what's called a standard deduction, which is a deduction that you can just automatically claim no matter what. And for, say, just for the average individual, that deduction is, last year was $6,300.
Okay.
A little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So with the new law in effect for 2018 and beyond, that deduction will almost double. So that becomes $12,000. Okay? Now, the offset to that is you do not get to claim yourself as a dependent. So you lose, and nor can you claim a deduction for any additional dependents that you have, your wife, your husband, your children, and so forth. So you lose all of that in exchange for the doubling of the standard deduction. So it's kind of a mixed bag, as you can
right.
see,
and it
really depends on your personal scenario regarding how many deductions you claim on your tax return. As to whether or not that's to your advantage or not. You really probably, if you have a consultant or a tax preparer, you need to consult with that individual to see if that's a better deal for you.
You have an option?
You don't have an option, but it's always good to know whether the law works in your favor or not.
Right.
So that you can plan around it accordingly.
Okay.
So that's why it's good to do that. But those are the two biggest changes, a lowering of the rates and a doubling of the standard deduction in exchange for elimination of the personal exemptions.
Right. And I know we have about a minute left.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going to take me into my second question.
Mm-hmm.
When you have all these computer programs that's, you know, where you can go online and file taxes,
yes.
What would be the best program? Because, again, there's so many things out there, and the average person, myself, we don't know what's best for us when it comes to filing a certain type of way and whatnot.
Yes.
And, again, we'll probably be able to answer that on the other side, or do we have some time now?
We have... Let's answer it on the other
on
side.
On the other side. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll be right back with that question as we go into break. And again, thank you all for listening, and please call in 296-2251, and we'll be right back with All About Literacy.
First ladies, associate pastors, music ministers, child care workers, prayer ministry leaders, the mom who drives her kids everywhere, the mom who prays over her children's school every day, usually multiple times every day. You are involved in ministry, and we love and appreciate you. That's why we're spending a day to recognize you. Praise 107.9 is holding our annual Women in Ministry Brunch. Enjoy fabulous food, great music, and special speaker Nicole B. Thomas, the president of Baptist South. Please RSVP at praise1079.com.
Go on and give him some glory in advance. Clap your hands again. I'm so glad today I heard.
I'm so glad today I heard you.
I heard you clearly.
Clearly.
Now I'm grateful.
Grateful. In spite of my circumstances, all I want to do is serve you
and love you. And praise
you. Praise you. You gave me another day.
I was broken.
I was broken.
Broken hearted.
I
know that.
I know that.
Shackles.
Shackles
heavy.
Things you know I've been through.
Sing, Miranda.
Made me, gave me strength that I can endure.
In the secret place I'm dwelling.
In the secret place I'm dwelling.
Safely.
Safely. Ever so bravely.
Your foundation,
standing sure. Standing sure.
Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for coming to us to get some tax literacy today on It's All About Literacy. Our co-host, Dr. Kathy, is out today taking care of business, and I'm here as a co-host, Sister Gail, with my co-host, Brother Tim Sloan. And we have our special guest in, Mr. Jeff Turner, and... There was a question that was asked just before we went to our break. So we'll let Mr. Sloan ask your question again, and we'll go right into Mr. Turner.
And Brother Turner, the question was, with all these computer programs on how to do your own taxes, one of the things that you said was that we as people that file taxes, we got to make sure that actually let me get my words right. The person that's doing your taxes is working in your best interest.
Right.
But yet you have all these computers with all the different changes. So what would be your recommendation?
Yeah, that's a good question. My recommendation would be take a look at your personal situation, including all the things that you would normally deduct, the things that you're involved in, such as, if any, such as a business or real estate or investments, and then make a decision based on that. There are some software programs that are out there that that you can use and subscribe to that can handle just about everything, but then there are some that don't. So you want to make sure that the software is capable of handling all the things you need it to handle. And I know that certain programs, when it comes to things like, you know, owning a business,
mm-hmm.
or having a real estate portfolio, or certain types of really unusual types of deductions, they can't handle that.
Okay.
So for those, you probably don't want to use that type of software, and you might want to use a professional to assist you.
Okay.
But if your taxes are pretty straightforward, and you know all you got is, you know, your job, maybe a couple of dependents, a few deductions to claim, very straightforward, then, you know, tax software is pretty good.
Okay.
So if you're on the easy level, software works for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
If you're 1040A, it may still work for you. But when you get complex,
yes.
as you say,
yeah. so
you
I can
may
go get the
talk
computer.
To
I can go get the computer version, right? Okay.
Exactly.
If you have complexity,
no.
you need a consultation.
yeah. I'd be calling Brother Turner.
right. That the computer software won't consult your complexity.
Exactly.
There. They won't address the complexities. But while we were on break, we had a caller to call in, and her question was this. She asked, if you are doing a refinance of your home and you take equity out, do I have to pay taxes on that equity that I've taken out of my home? And this is, we're going to assume, your primary residence?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your response was?
Yes, and my response was that you pay zero tax on the amount of equity that you take out through a refinance. And that's because you're really taking a loan out, and anytime you receive proceeds of a loan, that is not income.
Okay.
That's really just money that you have to pay back, and any kind of a loan is not income.
Okay.
And quite to the contrary, if you do take equity out of your home, and you're allowed, like in 2017, you're allowed to deduct the interest on a second mortgage or an equity home equity loan taken out of your home. You can deduct that on your tax return.
Mm-hmm.
So the interest on that loan can be deducted, and the proceeds of the loan itself are not taxable.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yes.
That's good to know. Because I remember when we were doing refinances back in the day, there was a lot of equity coming out of homes. a lot
yes,
of equity
indeed.
Back before that
yeah.
bubble in there. What's that, early 2000s?
Yeah, I remember those days.
Ooh, sleepless nights. All right, so let's talk now. We were going to shift, talk about business owners.
Mm-hmm.
So those people that have the complexities of mm-hmm. businesses and partnerships and 1065s, they don't want to be on software, do they?
They don't want to be on software. I would say that they don't want to necessarily do their own taxes unless they're knowledgeable about how to use the software.
Okay.
And how to process a business tax return. If they're not knowledgeable, then they need to reach out to a professional to help them with that. And I say that because when it comes to businesses, there are several different types of businesses, some small, some medium, some larger, some with employees, some without, some with inventory, some without inventory. some with equipment, some without.
Complexities.
A lot of complexities. So as you can tell, there's a lot going on with business.
Right, right.
And you want to make sure that you get it right with businesses, because there are a lot of tax implications there, from payroll tax to income tax to self-employment tax. All of those require a certain level of expertise to be able to assess how much you actually owe. And you don't want to pay more than you actually legally owe, but you absolutely don't want to pay less either. Mm-hmm. So you got to get that right. And for those who are out there that have business interests or are thinking about going into business, if you are thinking about something small that maybe you only have yourself, maybe another family member or one or two employees, and you're not going to be incorporated, that business would be reported on a Schedule C,
mm-hmm.
Which will be attached to your personal 1040 form. If you have a partner in your business, and you and your business have established a partnership, and it may be a 50-50 or it may be something different in proportion, you would want to do a Form 1065, which is a partnership information return. And then after you complete that return, it will tell you how much income each partner will earn from that business.
Mm-hmm.
And then each partner reports his or her share of that income on their personal tax return.
Okay.
And it works the same way for an S corporation.
Okay. Because I know people that have Schedule C income,
mm-hmm.
and I've heard stories of they take all these deductions, which are allowed, and it leaves them very little income.
Mm-hmm.
But when they go to apply for a loan, like a car loan, mm-hmm. you don't have a lot of income to show you can support
mm-hmm.
the repayment of that loan.
Right, right.
So, complexities.
Yeah, a lot of complexities there. You've got to after you deduct the cash expenses from the business, then whatever is left has to be able to support and repay any debt that you are looking to acquire. So, you've got to make sure that the business is viable. And it is profitable, and it is sound. A lot of people...
On paper.
On paper. Exactly.
That's the key
exactly.
right there, on
exactly.
paper.
Exactly. Exactly. Because that's what you're going to be basing a loan application on.
All right. So it can affect your home purchases and car purchases
sure
and all
can.
Of that. So, again, complexities. C goes to C. Complexities equal consultants. Let the C's go together.
Yeah. Good way to look at it.
Right. So we'll be right back. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with our in-studio guest today. So thank you again for listening. And if you have questions, please call us, 296-2251. I'm Sister Gail, without Dr. Kathy, with It's All About Literacy.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
The ultimate gospel experience.
It was the blood that redeemed me. It was the blood that kept me from harm. When the enemy came to take my life, it was the blood. It was the blood.
Your blood,
Josh Cole.
How many know it was the blood that saved?
Once was blind.
Because of your blood, I've been set free. Now my life is complete. Oh, yeah.
Jesus,
to my down,
to my down,
off my feet.
Good morning once again. This is Sister Gail, and I'm with you today with It's All About Literacy. We're missing our host, Dr. Kathy, and we know that all is well, but sometimes we just have to do what we have to do. And in studio today, we have our tax expert, Mr. Jeff Turner, and we're going to talk. Today, we're going to end the show talking about some of these changes. We hear in the news all the time about tax law changes, and he's going to address some of those for us. So, again, if you have questions, you may call us 904-296-2251. Mr. Turner.
Okay, great. All right, so I just wanted to summarize a few other key tax law changes that we're going to see in 2018 and in the years to come. So if you have children, you've probably, and children are under the age of 17, in the past you've been able to claim what's called a child tax credit. That child tax credit is $1,000 per child, or up to $1,000 per child. And you'll still be able to claim that child tax credit, and the good news is that the credit itself has actually doubled. So now you'll be able to claim up to $2,000 for each child.
I hear a butt coming.
Actually, the butt, it actually even gets even better.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Yeah. So as a part of that $2,000, there's two pieces to it, and this is tax speak, so forgive me a little bit here, but... The first part is called a non-refundable portion, and the second part is called a refundable portion. So the non-refundable portion means that you can only claim that portion of the credit up to the extent that you owe taxes, that you actually have a tax liability.
Okay.
So you get that money against that tax liability, and that part of it is $600.
Okay.
$1,400 of the $2,000 is called a refundable tax credit, which means that you will get that regardless. whether you owe any tax or not. So that portion of it will be coming into your bank account. So that's good news. And they did that because they knew in Congress that the impact of taking away the personal exemptions for families that have a lot of kids could be devastating unless they did something to offset that. So that was the reason they did that.
Good.
And they also added a $500, what's called a $500 family tax credit for those families who have dependents that are not children, that are, but they still are dependents, like, you know, mom, dad, another family member over the age of 17 or over the age of 23.
Okay.
So those kinds of things are helpful.
Can you claim senior citizens?
You can claim senior citizens.
Your mom?
Yes, you can, as long as they have an income or a gross income of less than $4,000.
Okay.
So so they can't have more than that and be claimed as a dependent. So they can have less than that.
Okay.
So that's one thing. Another thing that might impact some of your listeners, or actually it shouldn't too much, because there's a credit called the Earned Income Credit that is available to low and moderate income families with children. That's going to continue. And,
what's moderate income?
Moderate income is going to be something south of $50,000 for a family. You know, the credit is really kind of a bell-shaped credit. In other words, on the low end, you don't get much. On the high end, you don't get much. But when you're right in the middle, you get a lot. And that middle is that middle income level is somewhere between, you know, I would say 10,000, and it depends on how many members are in your family, 10,000 and probably 35,000. But that's going to continue, and you can get as much as about $6,300 of tax credit coming directly off of your tax bill.
Mm-hmm. So that's just didn't want somebody earning $70,000 to think they were moderate.
No.
We're not talking to you.
Exactly.
Some do think that.
Exactly. So that's another thing. And then regarding businesses, another key provision of the change is those, we talked a little bit earlier about pass-through businesses, as corporations, partnerships, those that you have to record that on your personal tax return. Well, those kinds of businesses will be allowed to deduct a new deduction of up to 20% of their income can be deducted directly off the top before their tax rates start to apply. So so that's really good for businesses.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. And that's going to take effect in 2018. So those are some other key provisions that will affect most families. Education credits, those are still going to be in place.
Okay.
The lifetime learning credit, for those who are finished with their 4-year degree and want to take additional education, those credits remain in place. I also wanted to mention about the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The biggest change to that is that the individual, what's called the individual mandate, has gone away. Penalty that the government assessed for not having health care insurance has been eliminated.
Right.
And so that is a big change in the Affordable Care Act provisions. But the law itself is still there. And for those who want to purchase health care insurance, it's still available through the Affordable Care Act and through the marketplace, but it's a voluntary thing rather than a mandatory thing.
Okay.
Okay. So those are the things that I wanted to share with you. And if you have any additional questions, you can feel free to reach out to me through my website, or you can contact me directly at jeffrey@usataxanswers.com, and I'll be happy to respond to any additional questions you may have.
Okay, and the website is
www.usataxanswers.com, all one word.
Okay, and that's answers with an S, with plural, an S. So you can ask more than one question. Yes.
That's correct.
Yes, yes, yes. So we have had, we hope that you've enjoyed this literacy class, and that you are more educated by listening than you were when you started listening.
No, I am.
That's always our prayer, that you become more literate. So we thank you, thank you, thank you. And any, you have any last questions, Mr. Sloan?
I don't, my goodness.
You don't? No. Oh, one thing you did say, the education credit for teachers, that they are going away. So, but for this year, we still get to claim, you said, that $250 off the top.
That is correct.
But next year.
But next year you will not.
It's gone.
All right. Well, it has been a pleasure being with you all this Saturday morning. We thank you for tuning in and listening. And I'm going to give a shout out to my city year worker. She just sent me a text to say, oh, my gosh, I recognize that voice. It's Miss James. So shout out to you, Ty. Appreciate you listening and tuning in. She told me her mother listens to us every Saturday, so we thank you. And again, Mr. Jeff Turner, thank you so much. We appreciate your information.
Welcome.
And to the co-host, we thank you. And come back again.
Thank you.
Yeah. I am Sister Gail, and we'll see you next week with It's All About Literacy.